Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I want to say good morning to the friends who have popped in with us right now. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning, Mertris. Good morning, Ivor. Well, that's Ivor, your regular host. I'm in here this morning trying to fill the big shoes of the little man. Good morning, Ivor.
Good morning, Mr. Host Cardinal Mills, and your co-host there, Lynette and Mertris, and I'll be the quarterback. Quarterback leads the team, but I don't know how a quarterback can even be. I have a fullback, but nonetheless, it's December 9th, and I'll be multitasking today, and while you're on to the Saturday morning entertainment show, I urge you to take a peek over at the U.S. Open as well. And in the afternoon, I'll do another third duty as well. I'll be behind the camera and video camera try to capture the Navy Association of Sunflower annual banquet. Well, Cardinal, you know the do. We will start our morning off with our prayers. I'm sure we have counterfeit to Pope Francis. I don't want to just go ahead and just celebrate him all the way through the Pope's stamps. So without further ado, I'll turn it over to you.
Who is offering up the prayer this morning?
Leon is there.
Is Leon on? Let me see.
The one said the number, you don't see, that's it.
Okay, I'm not sure which number it is. Anyway, good morning.
786.
No, that's not in yet.
I have a
951-805-6805. So I'm not sure if that's Leon.
Just put the music going back home.
Okay. Well, you guys are all Christian. Lynette tells me she goes to church on a regular basis. Maybe Lynette could start praying. Maybe Lynette could offer us up some of the prayers that she brought from her church on Sunday and all of the other days. I wonder if she's willing to do that. Lynette, are you willing to start the prayer?
Oh,
okay,
boy.
She's actually laughing.
Well, I tried. I'm not perfect, but
okay,
I could try.
There you go.
How about that?
There you go.
Yes.
Oh. Good morning, Mertries. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for another week, for bringing us through another week safely. We pray for all those who are sick, who are having a lot of problems financially, and all the leads. And we ask you to be with them. We want to thank you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And we ask you to carry us through another week. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Beloved, please. Amen. Mark,
here. Hey, Jen is on. Let's go ahead and finish the push the one. So you can see that.
Much yes, is listening. Is listening to the, you know, the initial commentary of Ivor saying he's quarterback this morning. I'm wondering what that means. But anyway, Marcus tells me that's where he should be all the time, because Marcus right now is up front. Up front. So he's quarterback.
I should be
back.
Up front.
He's
front. Not even, he should be more than that.
Oh,
by
okay.
Playing hooky,
I'm glad you said it for yourself so that he can hear. So that he wouldn't have to say things about you. Good morning,
okay.
good morning all the fans, friends and supporters morning. Of the Settlement Entertainment Show. We are with you this morning. It is December. And it's December 9th already. Okay. You know, we have been doing a lot of birthdays and anniversaries in December, that like we did in October and November. So it seems more like July, but hey, it's the holiday. It's the holiday season.
Yeah.
So we're going to still have a lot, and we're going to have a lot to celebrate. I know. Much respect.
I would have had one this month, my husband on the 19th, but you know, he's not here anymore. So I still don't celebrate his birthday though.
It counts. Yeah. Well, in December, people let you know, come forward and tell them, you know, we here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. You know, we don't care whether you're born in July or September. We still celebrate with you. We make it sound big, even if you're not. Ivor, come on in.
Well, you know, the first hour, we're going to have inspirational portion, and that will be followed up by sports at the top of the hour. David should come a calling. It's regionally and locally, that's sports. And we do bring that briefly, because everybody comes in on a Sunday evening from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Of course, Colonel will come a calling to greet his special fans. There are many fans, but there's some special ones, those he called by name. Of course, Colonel himself will have a commentary that always brings what's happening to comment from world events, and we'll take care of the Antigua Care, and you know, our sister Dawn is going through a little bit of challenges at this time, but we'll remember her just about the 7:45 this morning. Of course, we will hear from Merchant City about what's going on with Tom Bobsey over there in New York, and of course, we'll have to Lennon, of course, he takes care of the Leeward Islands, especially St. Kitts and Nevis, and what is expected of December. Christmas and Carnival is in the air. She would have other ideas to tell us what's actually happening with the economy and tourists that thing. Of course, Tana is going to have some great music along the way. That's besides the inspirational portion. And you two can be a part of the show. 563-999-3693. It will be audible once you push that one. Just ask you to respect yourself and others. Keep your conversation in podcast standard. And, of course, everything will be good to go. We're here for the duration of 3 full hours. So we go until high noon in our next words. Colonel, it's all yours.
And like we say, it's a big holiday season. Started somewhere around Thanksgiving, and the big holiday season comes to you. And people celebrate a lot of things this year. There's, like you said, there's going to be Carnival in St. Kitts and Montserrat and other places. And the people in St. Martin with Herman Thompson, they're going to be celebrating something. They don't know what they're going to do. We don't know what it's called yet, but they are going to be celebrating. And most people in the world of Christianity are going to be celebrating Christmas. Big holiday season at this time. Then there's Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and you know, everything that everybody needs to celebrate at this time of year. So, for the Christian, it's Christmas. Let me start you off with Merry Christmas.
May the ones you love be near you with friends to cheer you when the church bells ring like the angels sing, and you hear the joyful hymn they chime and hang a wish from me on your Christmas tree for a very merry Christmas time.
That's a pretty solemn sounding sound from Bette Midler, wishing you a Merry Christmas. And just one of the old-time favorites from Brother Nat King Cole.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
I know that a lot of people do not celebrate Christmas in the traditional way that Christians do. But you know something? From I've been a little boy, in the midst of celebrating Christmas, I hear people praying or hoping for peace and goodwill towards men. And I think that includes women too. So, I'm still waiting for that peace and goodwill to show up. And I wonder, and I keep wondering, why it doesn't. If we do it at the end of the biggest celebration season of the year, we hope and pray for peace and goodwill to all men and women and boys and girls. Why is this peace and goodwill showing up? I wonder if anybody can help me out with an answer to that question. But I'll leave it to philosophers and like Lynette and Mortris, and I'm going to listen to them as to how come the question of how come we are not hearing all this peace and goodwill towards our men. I don't know, but maybe Luciano has the answer.
The simple answer is greed.
In the back of my mind, my word, just to leave it for me, yeah. I guess I'm not the only one who likes to see it. My God, leaving it to greedy. Oh, and if only it's greener, oh, we can leave it. Possible without the band. I will introduce the members. These are the singing daffodils. This is the Abdelan, the Connie Chamber. Put your hands together as we go along. On St. Bang, we've got Zach here. Put your hands together, put your hands together. Come on, get the spirit. On strings, we got Mr. Bobby. Thank you, thank you. And drums, we got Brother George. You know, always do a little exclusive, you know that. I'm gifted for that. Here's a little thing new here. Shh. It's the bass man, it's the Danny. Shh, get in. If you see your little brother along that road with an aching love, hold yourself for a while and help him if you can. If you see your little sister along life's way, hold yourself for a while and help her if you can. Yes, you better get down off it. Get down off it. Accompaniment keyboard, we've got Brother Wright move here.
hands together. Come on, come on, come on. Keep it pure. Thank you very much, brother. And percussion, we got Brother Alfonso.
Yeah, Lynette says greed. Go ahead, Lynette. Tell me what about greed. I don't think just greed alone could do all this damage. Tell me what else. So Luciano's saying, look, we all in this together. You gotta help. We gotta help each other out when we are in, see the next one in trouble. But that doesn't happen. It's only that one to bring peace and goodwill towards men. Lynette said the peace is disrupted by greed. And I would say other things. I'm going to give you some Luciano back to back. As far as I'm saying, we are all in this together. We can ask for the strength of the Creator. So,
give me faith, oh Jah, I pray, oh Lord, to face another day.
I'm going to give you Luciano back to back to back then. It's going well so far. Let's get the final.
Sleep over my soul. Sleep over my soul. Sleep over my soul. Bring it back. Sleep over my soul. Sleep over my soul.
your feelings show. You thought the love was locked up inside, but when your senses start to overload, love is something you should never hide.
You've got to believe in love, feeling that meant for love. It's something to we all want with the power.
Saying, if we've got the love, we've got the power. and we've got the greatest power of all. Now, this is like saying we understand that we've got the, among all the celebrations, Christmas, the celebration of Christmas is probably the most extensive and most popular of them all. And even if you do not celebrate Christmas, like I was saying before, there's something in there that most of us would really agree on, and that is we hope for peace and goodwill to all people. Luther Vandross says we can do that because we are in our hearts together, but if we've got the love, we've got the power to do that. And so did Luciano. He says we are all in this together. Come on in, Marjorie.
Yes, good morning, Karim. Yes, we talk about love and peace, but peace is very crucial. As Leonard says, it's greed, but it's also power. And we as humans we are so imperfect. Our imperfection causes us to not have peace because we are greedy, we want power, and with power comes chaos because of humankind. Everybody wants to one-up each other. Nobody wants to say, okay, you lead or what. Everybody wants to lead. And with that, add Satan into the mix. Ooh, it's not going to work until the Creator shows his face. Because peace will never be if we don't cooperate with one another. If we want to be in it together, it's not going to happen. So that's my point, my opinion. It's not going to work if we all not put our hands to the plow and make things happen in a real crucial manner. So, just saying.
Yeah, but you just indicated that one of the things, one of the problems that seem to prevent us from getting to our goal that we claim to want to reach is power. Is Luther Vandross talking about something different? Because he's talking about power as well. So on the one hand, you're saying the quest for power is causing disruption in our lives. And Luther Vandross says, we've got the power if we got the power. So,
got it all, but we don't know how to handle it and use it to make everyone get a piece of whatever it is, you know. They use they take that power and they misuse it just because they alone want to have the power. Nobody wants to share.
Are you saying that there's a different kind of power than the power of love?
No. I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
That we all, as Luther said, we have the love, we have the power, because we've been given, it was given to us.
Okay.
But we as imperfection, we cannot share, we don't love to share. So one man cannot have all that power. That's how we look at it as human beings. One man can't have all that power. You gotta share it with me, and if you can't share it, we're gonna fight for it. And so peace not gonna come in here because it always have some kind of war, some kind of misguided person who, you know, you're not gonna share the power because one man power is too much for one man. So we'll never have the peace. We have the power, and we could use it to help each and every one of us in this world today, but we don't want that. One person always want to be up there to give the rule, to dictate. So it will never happen like that as long as we as humans are around, because man can look after man. You always thump down, want to be on top. You stay down there. You know the saying about the crabs in the barrel?
Mm-hmm.
One always on top. So if I can't reach the top, you're not going to reach the top. So there you go.
Okay. Lynette, what do you say? These are my co-hosts, Lynette and Mortis, this morning. Ivor Henry is off on other assignments. So,
as my mom would say, he's off.
Mercury's hitting the nail on the head there.
Okay.
Ooh, thank you.
It's all about me, me, me.
Then,
yeah, and none of thee. All of me and none of thee.
Then that, doesn't that suggest that we have, by being this disposition of all of me and none of thee, isn't that we're saying that takes away the power for us to reach the objective that we claim we want to reach?
No, because that person always wants the power. You know, somebody going after the power. But because they don't want the other person to have any.
Okay.
You know.
But can anyone...
Well, for the time now, power and authority. You know the one by, I think, Shoshet?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Otto Antigua? Got a good one there about power and authority. They don't care about nobody.
But I'm thinking of all of those artists that I played earlier this morning. Luther Vandross saying, look, if we've got love, we've got the power. Luciano saying, look, we are all in this together, so we got to lift each other up. And he comes back and he says, if the power of Jah sweeps over my soul, I'm okay. I'll be right in there. And then I'm hearing it. So can somebody really stop me from acquiring the power of love that Luther Vandross talks about? And can anybody stop me from acquiring that?
No, nobody could stop you. Power of love that Luther Vandross is talking about is love that cares for everybody. We have it, and we can use it meaningfully. But as I say, as human beings, we take things in. We don't take things in perspective of just for everyone. We are always singling out me. I want this. I'm not gonna share if I can get this. Who are you for me to give to you? I might give some to my family, but for the others, they could go on their way, their merry way, you know.
Yeah.
The is there. We just reach out and grab it, but somebody wants to grab all of it. They don't want to leave another piece for the other man, you know. No, you ain't worthy. We're not worthy until we, as I say, love thy neighbor as we love ourselves. So that's about that.
We have a little difficulty doing that.
We can have peace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope that something will give us the inspiration. Not the artist I said this morning. Something will give us the inspiration. But we'll keep trying to inspire our fans, ourselves, our listeners, our supporters to reach that goal so that we can be...
I think that's what the artists them are trying to do, inspire us and showing us that we all can share in the love and the power, but not listening.
We're not listening. Oh.
No.
Let's hear Josh Groban.
when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise strong when I am on your shoulders. Raise me up to more than I can be.
Sunshine, I hope nobody gets off on her like David gets off on Audley about coming down here and soaking up all our sun and bringing the cool with you. I have not seen David as yet, and it's, you know, close to that time. But let me just ask, any inspirational thoughts that Montrese, Lynette?
Anyone?
Any inspirational thoughts for fans, friends, supporters, listeners?
No. I would say we all need to look out for each other.
That's great. That's great enough. We need to look out
for each other. As thyself.
And I'll say, life is a gift from our Creator, from God. So we should cherish it, make the best of it each day by sharing and giving and loving one another, just as we love ourselves. So if we will do that simple little thing, love one another, everything will fall in place.
Thank you. And
inspiration.
That's good enough for us to share our inspirational thoughts to our fans, friends, listeners, and supporters.
Can I say something else? There is this quote that says, "Be kind one to another, tender hearted for loving each other."
Man.
I grew up learning that from small.
Amen.
Okay.
So take that and run with it for the rest of the time.
Thank you, Moses. And let me close out with Michael Jackson. As we're talking about togetherness, starting off with Luciano, we are in this together. Luther Vandross telling us, if we've got love, we've got the power, and if we do it together, we can reach that goal, talking about celebrating a season of peace and goodwill towards men. We've got a lot of trauma to do at this time, but we can talk about that a little bit later. Let me offer you Michael Jackson to close off the inspirational hour.
Another day has gone, I'm still all alone. How could this be? Every day I see
situation all over. I just got a message from Irma. Irma wants to know how come we can't feel the big shoes of a little man if he really got big feet or he just buy oversized shoes.
That is a question.
That's a good
that
one.
That is a question. Keep finding out the answer.
That's a good
find
one.
The answer.
Okay. We got to find an answer to that question. Elma at 71 wants to know if the little man really got big feet or he just buy oversized shoes. That's a good question.
Yes.
We never thought of that question.
Never thought about that.
Yes.
He's trying to fool her.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, yes. We are trying to fill the big shoes of a little man. So we're gonna do our best.
All right. Well, let the little man speak a little bit because we have King David on the line with us. So, so it's little David and little Liva, yes, because it's time to
school. What?
You have this question. The question coming from 721. Is it that a little man has big feet or he just buy oversized shoes? Why we can't fit his shoes? That's the question.
I was told that too big is a fit. So I'm standing by that.
Are you speaking
all
with that?
When they make something, it's about hole and all that stuff and things. Too big is a fit. I'm sticking with that.
Okay. If it's too big, you
just
got to
wipe your mouth.
Okay.
You know when you go to the dentist, you open wide? Too big is a fit. Anyway. David is in with sports. I'll start it here, David. Play would have been slated to start here in the beautiful city of Lauderhill at 10 o'clock, but a little bit of delay, so you can be slated to start
right.
At 10. But
that wasn't right, Ivor, hold on. That wasn't right. Virgil is close by. Oh, no, he's in Antigua. He might not hear you. You're supposed to say the beautiful city of Lauderhill.
Exactly, and we have Brother Cornwall already sitting here, and he was the one who informed me that Virgil is in Antigua and Barbuda. Mm-hmm. So, having said all that, like I said, the U.S. Open in its 15th edition, 250,000 U.S. Mullahs sugar cake is on the line, and play is slated to get underway shortly. They're having the coin toss coming up in just about, say, 5 minutes. Both skippers are in place. So just go ahead and take it away. David, you have the background music. David, don't come in unless you hear his music because he rallies around the West Indies every time, no matter what. He calls it as he sees it. While you search for the music there, let me repeat what David said last week. He said, bravo. The B is for bravo and not for brave. And he should never see West Indies colors again unless he apologizes. So just for those who would have missed it last week, that's a true story. David said, never again, unless he apologized. So, when David speaks,
that's fair enough for David's position. Good morning, David. Come on in.
Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Good morning. I'm going to ask Barbara to keep Ivan up there in Georgia. Yeah. You know, we're good friends. And if Barbara wants to keep our friendship going, you know, then she needs to keep Ivor up there, because every time Ivor comes down, we get the cold weather. So if I don't want to declare Barbara persona non grata, you know, so, you know, to keep our friendship, she needs to keep Ivor up there. Ivor is becoming like Arden, or whenever he comes down. So, just to begin with that, I would like to say, as usual, good morning to the ladies, you know. Morning, Martrice, Lynette.
Good morning.
Barbara, Donna. And Martrice has sent a special request that I should always make mention of my wife, Janet, who allowed me to be on this program in the morning. So I'd just like to say good morning, Janet. She's around here listening. Also to the gentlemen, good morning, Cardinal, Audley, Ivor, up there in the beautiful city, Florida Hill, taking in the U.S. U.S. Open, Leon, Dennis over there in his pajamas. I'd like to say morning to the gentlemen wherever they are in the world. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. And to the ladies wherever they are in the world, also good morning, good evening, good night. Now, Ivor, we'll start this week again with as you said earlier in the introduction, that, you know, Mr. Bravo shouldn't see the West Indies team ever unless he apologizes. I think if he finds himself apologizing, then he would find himself back in grace, making runs, you know, performing well. But I just figure that something is wrong. From he did that, he hasn't. So I'm going to start with the NFL this week, Ivor. It's on the Patriots versus the Steelers, and the Patriots came out on top there, 21-18. That game is played Thursday. Tomorrow, you have Titans and Jets, Rams versus Ravens, Panthers versus the Saints, Colts versus Bengals, Buccaneers versus Falcons, Jaguars versus Browns, Lions versus Bears, Seahawks and 49ers. By the way, the 49ers and the Seahawks game, those games are at 4:05. Vikings, Raiders, 4:25 is Broncos and Chargers. For Bills and Chiefs, 8:20 is Eagles and Cowboys, and then the Monday night game at 8:15 is Giants versus Packers and the Dolphins. Oh, the Mullets. Oh, sorry, the Dolphins versus the Titans. So, you know, it's exciting time down here in Florida. The Dolphin fans are going crazy. Their team is doing well. So we just like to say, I know Monday night is going to have a bumper crowd over there at the Hard Rock Stadium for that game. Move on to the NBA. Ivor. And last night's game, we have the Pistons versus the Magic. And the Pistons was on top there. I'm sorry, the Magic was on top, 123-91. Hawks, 76ers by 6 over the Hawks, 125-114. No, actually, more than 6, 125-14. So they were like about 11 points difference there. And the Hornets versus Raptors. Hornets 119, Raptors 116, Nets 124, Wizards 97, Celtics 133. They defeat the Knicks by 10 points, 123. 76ers, Warriors and Thunder by 2 138 to 136 in overtime. He lost to the Cavaliers 99. Cavaliers 111. Heat 99. Timberwolves versus the Grizzlies. Timberwolves 137. Grizzlies 103. The Bulls 121. Spurs 112. Kings 114. Suns 106. Rockets 114, Nuggets 106, Clippers 117, Jazz 103, and Mavericks versus the Blazers, Mavericks 123, Blazers 112, and you have one game today, the Pacers versus the Lakers at 8:30. So competition only has one game, and then Monday they have a full schedule. We go on to the Barclays Premier League, and I'm telling you, Liverpool got a run for their money this morning and did not beat the Crystal Palace until they sent that guy off. But there's a couple of things. There was a penalty that was awarded to Crystal Palace, and I think after 5 minutes, the ref went back to that. It proved very controversial in that game. But there are some midweek games that were played. On Tuesday, Wolves defeated Burnley 1-0. Arsenal defeated Luton Town 4-3. Liverpool defeated Sheffield United 2-0. Fulham 5, Nottingham Forest 0. Beaumont 2, Crystal Palace 0. Brighton 2, Brentford 1. Man U 2, Chelsea 1. Aston Villa 1, Manchester City 0, and that was a very big upset there in that game. You know, Manchester City going down to Aston Villa. Everton 3, Newcastle 0, West Ham 2, Tottenham 1. So that was some scores in the midweek game. As I said earlier, Man U defeated Crystal Palace 2-1. They have goals at Nottingham Forest. Nottingham Forest is leading 1-0 with 18 minutes gone in the game. Brighton and Burnley is nil all. Sheffield and Brentford is nil all. 18 minutes in that game also. Beaumont is leading Man U 1-0. 12 o'clock, you have Arsenal and Villa. Tomorrow, Luton, Town and Manchester City at 9 a.m. Fulham versus West Ham. Everton versus Chelsea, Tottenham versus Newcastle at 11:30, and Monday. So that's it for what's happening there in the Barclays Premier League. We now move on to what's happening with cricket. As I said earlier, the U.S. Open is in play there. We also have West Indies and England in their 50-over series. So, you know, I'll give some scores from that game, second game that was played. West Indies in their second match, they only mustered 202, of which they lost to England. So West Indies 202 all out there in that game. It's 68 going to KO. term.
63 to Shane Redaport. He got 63. Those are the main contributors there. There's 202. With three wickets apiece going to Simon Livingston and Sam Curran. Sam Curran got 33 from 7, and Livingston got 3 for 39 from 6. Wickets apiece to Brahim Ahmed and Gus Atkinson. Atkinson getting 2 for 28 on 6.4, and Ahmed getting 2 for 40. When England batted, they made 206 for 4, with 73 going to Will Jack, 58 not out to Josh Butler, skipper there, and Harold Brooks getting 43. The best bowler for West Indies was Moti, getting 2 for 34 of 75 overs. So West Indies had lost. Here to England this morning, they will play the final 50-over game. In the Legends League, playing over there in India, the final being played this morning. And Urban Risers, Hyderabad, they make 140. They make 186 of 5. You have a number. West Indians playing past and present. Some playing in those games. So 186 of 5 with 80 not out going to Ricky Clark and 64 going to Singman, getting 64. Ricky Clark, 80, comes from 52 balls with 6 fours, 6 fours and 4 sixes. And Singman getting 64 from 36 balls, 8 4 and 2 sixes, 185. That game is still in progress. 2 wickets to Ranjit Singh. The Tigers are batting now. They are 72 for 2 in that game. New Zealand also defeated Bangladesh in their test match there. And the New Zealand captain is saying that's the worst wicket he has played on in that game. And with a bunch of low score in that match there, Ivor. So I'm trying to find that score there. Let's see. I had it up here earlier. Bear with me 1 second. I'll pick it up again. But that game there is a match that Bangladesh only made 172 in their first innings and 144 in their second innings. So Bangladesh made 172 with 35 to Rahim, 31 to Hassan, and 20 to Ras. Bowling for New Zealand was Mitchell Shatner and Glenn Phillips getting 3 wickets each. Glenn Phillips 3 for 31 from 12, and Shatner 3 for 65 from 28. With 2 wickets going to Ajay Patel, 2 for 54. When New Zealand batted, they made 180. 87 going to Glenn Phillips, and 20 to Kyle Jamieson. When Bangladesh batted their second innings, they could only muster 144, with 59 going to Hassan. Shakir Hassan getting 51. With 6 wickets going to Patel, Akshar Patel getting 6, and Mitchell Shatner getting 3. So Patel getting 6 for 57 from 18, and it's not going to get in. 3 for 51 from 11. New Zealand passing their second innings, make 139 for 6, with 40 not out going to Glenn Phillips, 35 not out to Michelle Santner, and 26 to Tom Latham. So we'll see. Michelle Santner rescued them, and both time here with 3 wickets going to and Hassan Miraz, getting 3 for 52, and 2 wickets to Islam, Casual Islam, 2 for 58. So that series, I think they were playing a two-match series. That so I left it there. And I must also say that condolences out to Mr. Joe Solomon, the former West Indies, his family, who he passed away, is a former West Indies and Guyanese batter. He died at age 93. So condolences from the Blog Talk family, the Saturday Morning Show. I'd like to say condolences to his family there. And also in cricket, we have the Premier League starts this week. It's continued this week, I should say, with a full slate of matches. We have at 10 a.m., PCC Googlies versus, that's today's match. I'm sorry. Today, PCC Googlies plays South India Tuskers at AMR Regional Park South. And also at 10, PGFL Warriors versus Tritons at Grand Piccolo Park North. Comes tomorrow, you have ACC Ignite versus Ambassador at Miramar Regional Park North. And on Miramar Regional Park South, these matches start at 9 because there's a double that is going to be played here. Young Genius Academy versus Mark Hart at Miramar Regional Park South. And at 10, Coconut Creek versus Coffee International at Mark Brown. At John Prince, you have South Florida Sunrisers versus Tufan. Myrtle Grove versus Palm Beach Hurricane at Brantelow North. CB versus St. Bess at Sports Park. 2 o'clock, 2:30, you have Miami Chargers versus West Palm Beach United. Also at 2:30, Challengers versus Miami Lions. And we have another pass in here, Iva, down in South Florida. Walt Rambaran Singh, he was around Palm Beach and United, or Palm Beach Cricket Club, whatever they were called at the time. So he's a member of Titans. He passed away on Thursday. So condolences again go out to his family. Walt was very good scorer. He scored the last time they worked together. He was scoring in the West Indies versus India series here in Central Broad Regional Park. Actually, we had a picture with him and the match referee, which is Richard Richardson. So, condolence again to his family from the Blog Talk Saturday Morning Show family. Okay, Iva, I'm going to take my leave of absence. Let's hardly come to you. Hardly come to you and greet as many fans. So that's it from me. Until we speak again next week. Yeah, hardly take it away. Partner, take it away.
Hello. Hello. Hi, David. Good morning. Good morning to you and your wife.
Good morning.
How are
you? Good morning. Yeah.
We're good.
Oh, good.
We're good. Yeah.
We're getting close to Christmas. We had a dead air just now. That's where I tried to fill in.
Yeah. Okay.
Cardinal?
It seems like they must have lost the connection there somewhere.
I wonder.
And good morning, David.
Good morning.
Mercy's here. I'm glad you follow.
You know. Yep.
Okay, good. Yes, so, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, keep it that way.
Huh?
Oh, I said keep it that way.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
Cardinal dropped out.
Yeah, it seems like somebody, I don't know, Ivor is not picking up. Nobody is picking up or catching on. Maybe Ivor is
going on to see you.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll good morning.
Okay.
So good morning to each and every one of you. Lynette, Cardinal, Ivor, David. Catholic, Leon, Jen, hope we're with you. And I'd just like to welcome a new baby girl family. She's born on the 6th of December.
Oh, you got the baby.
Ayeni.
Very nice.
Yes, so we are grateful. She's a bundle of joy. So we thank God for all the gloriness, all that happiness. Yes, so, and to each and every one of you out there listening to us, we hope you're enjoying what you have heard so far and what we have in store. So enjoy yourself. Do the best that you can. What we're talking about, peace. Be kind to one another. Give a smile. You never know what that smile could do for the other person. You know, it might lift their spirits up high. So keep doing what you do in a good way, and your blessings will come. That's it.
Yes? You're still not hearing, Cardinal?
Turn it over to you.
gonna rise again like a raging fire. As the sun shines, you know we gon' take it higher. We gotta rally, rally round the West Indies, now and forever, yeah. Rally, rally round the West Indies, stoke up the fire. Way down under, a warrior falls. Michael holds. Falls in the heat of the battle. Michael should have left long time. I heard an angry brother shout. Caribbean man, that is the root of our trouble. Oh, in these tiny theaters of conflict and confusion, better known as the eyes of the West Indies. We already know fraud and fear has created confusion. So I'm begging.
I didn't realize that I was not being heard. So I apologize for that. Something happened that just cut off my some communication. Okay. Sometime around now, in a few moments, I'm going to make some contact with Mr. Nigel Hanley, because the Nevis Association of South Florida having its annual banquet this evening. So we're going to get in touch with Mr. Nigel. But just before that, before I have to go on to the record as not having greeted my favorite fans, the special fans of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, let me just get that out of the way. So it's good morning to the people up in New York. And like I just told David, they don't sit around and let you mess up. They're going to let you know what's going on. I'm sure that other people can appreciate that. I want to say good morning to Mertris, Tina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bobsy Nisbet up there in New York. And we convey our best wishes to Lady Bobsy Nisbet and our prayers are with her in terms of hoping for her full recovery. We miss her voice, and we know her spirit is there. We get to know and understand that her spirit is there. We understand and expect that our voices, we want to back on our feet. So we are aspiring and hoping, doing whatever we can to make sure that this, we see her back on her feet again and we hear her voice again all over. I'm going to say good morning to the people over St. Martin, particularly to Omar Samson out of 7-1. And thank you, Omar, for that inspirational thought about whether or not the shoes are big enough, the shoes are small enough, or the shoes are just oversized. We never thought about that. But that's why we got special fans. Good morning, Alma. Good morning, Carlos, over there in St. Martin. What are the things and happenings and celebrations over there in St. Martin at this time? We know you like to party, and we are expecting to hear good things out of those parties. Going over to St. Kitts, we're in a few weeks, we're going to hear something about Carnival. It's already shaping up. I'm hearing things about, what's the entertaining name, Lynette? The Unexpected. Yeah, we look forward to the unexpected every year as much as we look forward to St. Kitts Carnival. So let me say good morning to Lynette over there in St. Kitts. and all the fans there on the island of St. Kitts. Hoping that you're going to have a happy and enjoyable carnival without incident. Hey, step forward and get those other types of incidents out of the way. This is a time for celebration. I'm going over to Navy, so I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Duo and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. I'm going to say good morning to my classmates of the CSS class of 1972. And my condolences to my classmates and the family, because we have lost another member earlier this year, Julie Liburn. And we convey our condolences to the class of 1972 and Julie's friend and family. So I also say good morning to my friend and brother, Earl, our sergeant over there in Nevis, and all the other fans and classmates. Let me go on across to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to O'Malley. Didn't hear a lot about Liverpool this morning, but she'll enjoy David talk about what's happening in the Premier League anyway, because that's keeping track of how they're doing over there in the UK. Good morning to O'Malley. Good morning to Michelle, two of our special fans over there in the UK. Step across the channel, where I'm going to say good morning to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. And again, we are hoping for the brother's recovery, and we're talking about full recovery, regardless of what the present medical information says. We are still hoping for the brother's full recovery. We want to see him back online, back on stage. We're just looking forward to that and hoping that he's hoping with us. Good morning, brother. And let me say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany. Brother Malik and little sister Tanaya, good morning to you. I'm going to go and say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson down there in Southwest Miami. And he comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. I have to tell Cutner about a complaint I'm hearing here in the Virgin Islands. People cussing. They say they can't get any dry ham in the bag. And they want the ham to either cook on the table for Christmas. God, now help me out here, man. I'm under attack. This is my fault because I don't eat ham. And I get all these stewards to stop carrying. I don't know anything about that. But if God can help me out, I'll be grateful. Good morning, Cutner. I'm going to go and say good morning to the people up in Georgia. Monique, Yvette, Barbara. And they're going to be having a fun time up there with all the coal. I wonder why Ivor didn't leave the coal with them while he comes down there. And not upset Mr. David. David is now planning to exile him as well, because he comes and he brings the coal with him. He could have leave it with money. They would have kept it safe for him until he gets back, bringing his coal to nice, warm, sunny Florida. Let me go on across and say to Melbourne, where I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. That season is here, and I think of her a lot of this time. You know, she gets around and she loves the coal. And enjoyable food, I think. Even though sometimes you make me eat the wrong one. Good morning, Yvonne. Thinking of you, babe. I'm hoping that you're having a great time over there. And I'm going to get a note. Finally, let me say good morning to Kathleen, the inspirational hour's favorite daughter. She claims it as a home. Good morning to Kathleen. I'm hoping that you're having a great time here on this Saturday. So that said, good morning to all his fans, friends, and supporters of the Block Talk Radio Entertainment. Okay. Okay, good morning. Thank you. I have online Nigel Stanley of the Davis South Florida Davis Association, and they're having their annual banquet this year. And I should say this evening. Nigel, could you tell us something about the banquet, about this Davis Association and its annual celebration with the banquet? Hello?
Most people who already organize themselves, those guys who have a special function. I like to see them watch them nice. I want to come to the party.
I'm hearing some. I'm hearing some talking in the background. Hello. Nigel.
How many clear enough?
Okay. Nigel, are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing. They need some music. Fill my spirit up. Mr. C, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Seems that he dropped again.
It's gone dead.
Cardinal, thanks for having me. Thanks for having us. Well, the Davis Association of South Florida was formed 15 years ago. So what we're having tonight is our 15th anniversary banquet. So we expect it to be the biggest one, you know. So yeah.
Okay.
The association.
It's getting.
Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, the association, of course, is made up of divisions. Living here in South Florida, you know, and this is a way for us to, first of all, fellowship and for us to find ways to give back to the Nevisian community, both here, you know, both in Nevis and here in the diaspora. So that's what we do. And so this function is actually a fundraiser, you know, and a lot of what we do is for education and health, and, you know, different things. And sometimes you might have a division here in South Florida, somewhere else in the diaspora, who might come up on some difficult time, and we try to help them where we can, you know. We sometimes work with, with the Donuts, Dr. Lonnet Mills Charitable Fund, and with that program, what we do, we, along with her, we we help with the school lunch program on Nevis. So, you know, we try to work as much as we can. We're a small group, but we're very patriotic group, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about the banquet this evening. What can the attendees expect?
I have Cardinal on the phone.
Oh.
Yes. Well, tonight we're gonna have a guest speaker, and I'm sure you know him. Speaker is Dr. Whitman Brown, and so we expect to hear from him. We expect to hear a lot of information from him. You know, he's one of the revered Navajon scholars that we look up to. So we are looking forward to hearing his presentation. The honoree tonight is Principal Janice Whitaker Richard from Brooklyn. You should know him. Know her. She's the principal of Ivor Walters Primary School. And then our special guest tonight is Dr. Lonette Mills. You know, she works hands in hand with us. You know, so we are very, very happy to have her as well.
Dr. Whitman Brown, I'm proud to say, was my, you know, sixth grade teacher, and has remained a lifelong friend ever
okay.
since.
Great.
So
great.
Yeah, I'm quite familiar with him. Janice, Ms. Whitaker, is someone I know growing up from,
mm-hmm.
you know, from a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite interesting to see that. And both of them, I should say, are coming out of the St. James area. Not that
I want to
single them out, but I'm just going to establish my familiarity with them. But the association has extended itself to other activities, as like you indicated, the school lunch program
mm-hmm.
at the Charleston Secondary School, or the school lunch program for the entire island?
Entire island. I'm not so sure if we're in all the schools as yet, but definitely in Gingerland
mm-hmm.
and Charleston Secondary, you know.
Okay.
So we work, a big part of that is due to Dr. Lonette Mills, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we're going to get another contribution from her tonight. She's very generous when it comes to those kind of charitable giving. So,
What type of turnout would you be expecting this time, this year? Being your 15th year, I mean, you should have grown in terms of awareness of the people in the area. So Florida is a pretty, pretty expensive area, and I'm sure that people would want to come from Palm Beach. I understand the events are in Davie, but I'm sure people would want to come from Palm Beach and maybe even beyond. And from things. What kind of attendance would you be anticipating this year?
This year we would be anticipating around 175 people. You know, just because the capacity is just over that. But, you know, us Navajans, you know, it's possible that we will get some late comers, you know, but that's what we have now. You know, so it's going to be good. I'm actually right here now at the center, you know,
okay.
where it's going to be. It's the Long Key Nature Center in Davie.
Yeah, I'm sure we've got listeners from Nevis. We have our voice spread quite a bit of distance. We have listeners from Nevis, you know, all over the Caribbean. So
yeah.
I'm sure that the Nevisians would be glad to hear the progress of that organization. You know, so likewise. We started my class of 1972, Charleston Secondary School, also started somewhat of a charity program to give back to the Charleston Secondary School. And one of the things that we have in focus is the school lunch program. So hopefully, you know, our little organization, I'm not even sure if we can call it organization, but the gathering would be able to connect with you in the future, advance some kind of a project for,
yes,
you know,
that would definitely be great.
Yeah. You know, but we just got together in 20. We kind of just get together in 2022, and we are kind of gelling now, but we have already made some offers to the Charleston Secondary School, which we consider our alma mater. Yeah,
okay.
I'm happy to hear about the progress of the Leavitt South Florida Association and its 15-year tenure, because organizations very often wither away with the passage of time. You know, people move away from the area and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So I'm
really
happy to hear of the 15-year survival.
Yeah, and that is always a challenge, especially... Go ahead.
Well, we want to convey our regards from the Block Talk, from the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, from the Club Caribbean Global Voices. Come stay on that.
Give me one second.
Morning.
One second, Cardinal. Cardinal, one second. One second.
Okay.
You could drive
sure.
Over there and drop off there. Sorry. The DJ was asking me for direction.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we want to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show presented by Caribbean Global Voices comes to you every Saturday morning from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock. We want to convey our best regards for the Leavitt Association of South Florida, and we hope them success in all their endeavors and more closely in the objective of the banquet tonight to raise funds for the assistance of people around the students in particular, around health and education for the main institutions of any social organization. Nigel, we want to thank you for coming in and share a moment with you. We realize that you're probably busy now getting things together for the later, but we want to convey our thanks to you. And let us know how you're doing. And at any moment that you have an announcement to make for the organization, we would be happy to convey to you to across the world. So thank you for coming.
I thank you, Cardinal. I haven't spoken to you in a while. Thank you very much. And I thank you for the program. You guys always support us for all of our functions. You do the same for the 4th of July. And we really, really appreciate that, you know.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, then. Thanks. You take care.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Nigel Hanley of the Leavitt Association of South Florida holding their annual banquet this evening. Their guest speaker would be none other than the scholarly Mr. Whitman Brown out of Butler's in Leavitt. Quite a scholar, if I should say so myself. So let's hope that the affair this evening and with all of the objectives that the association is trying to achieve, both in raising funds, making offerings to the people to whom those receive the benefit, should receive the benefit of those funds. Thank you for, and you thank Nigel for sharing that information with us. Now, let me wish you a little Merry Christmas again. This time I'm going to come through with the Baron. There we go.
Joyful and triumphant, O come, I love the J-I-N-G-L-E. was attracted by the voice of a little boy. As he strolled along the street, no shoes on his feet. As he walked, he continued to repeat,
"Little mama, I want you to tell Santa Claus
to bring a trumpet and a concertina for me. I'm so lonely and I've no children close by me.
And out of India, Romelle Dar, female cricketer. Out of New Zealand, Natalie Scripps. Out of Papua New Guinea, Ali Nau. Out of Hong Kong, Kinshit Shah. Out of Spain, Yasir Ali. Out of Jamaica, playing for the USA, Jermaine Lindo, an umpire. Out of, and it's today is Ghana's eldest son's birthday, Dylan. He's making a birthday today. It's also the birthday of movie actor Kirk Douglas. He died back in 2020. American actress. Yeah, Kirk Douglas died at 104. American actress Margaret Hamilton, her birthday is today. You know, if you watch the movie The Wizard of Oz. American actor Douglas Fairbanks. American actor Bradley Crawford from the Highway Patrol series. African American actor comedian Red Fox. Remember him from Sanford and Son? It is also the birthday of Bob Hawke, the former Australian Prime Minister. English movie actress Judy Dench. She's 89 at this time. American PGA golfer Tom Kite. And American actor John Malkovich. You remember him if you are familiar with movies from The Killing Field. He's 70. American singer and actor Danny Osmond. Remember, if you're old enough to remember the Danny and Mary Osmond show, well, that Danny Osmond, he's 66. American TV actress Felicity Huffman. Her birthday is today. Olympic gold medal winner and world WWE champion Kurt Angle is 55. Stacey Abrams. That's your Georgia Democrat politician, lawyer, civil rights activist out of Georgia. Stacey Abrams. Her birthday is today. Michaela Maroney. You remember her from the American gymnastics team, an Olympic gold medalist, gold and silver medalist from the 2012 Olympics. Imagine she got there already, she's 28. In 1793, Noah Webster, from Webster's Dictionary. You know Webster's Dictionary? Okay. He establishes the New York first daily newspaper, the American Minerva, in 1835. Texas Revolution. The Texan Army captures San Antonio following the siege of Texas. In 1851, the first Young Men's Christian Association, the YMCA, is set up in North America. That was set up in Montreal, Canada. In 1868, the world's first traffic light was erected near Westminster Bridge in London. However, it was removed a month later after a gas leak caused one of the lights to explode. In 1889, U.S. President Benjamin Harrison dedicated the Chicago Auditorium. Then, it was the largest building in the United States. In 1930, heavyweight boxing fight between Jack Johnson and Jim Johnson ends with a no decision in France, in Paris, France, where both of them named Johnson, they wanted each other to win or not lose. Okay. We figure that out. In 1935, the first Heisman Trophy award was extended to J. Earl Wanga. In 1936, the first test in Brisbane, England. The first test between Australia and England happened in Brisbane. England bowled out Australia for 58 and won the test by 322 runs. Don Bradman, the famous Don Bradman, was out for a duck. In 1941, 300 Montgomery, San Francisco, opened as the new headquarters of Bank of America. In 1961, Tanganyika gains independence from Britain and takes the name Tanzania. On the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro. In 1965, a Charlie Brown Christmas, the first Peanuts animated special, premieres on CBS in the United States. In 1967, Nicolae Ceaușescu becomes the president of Romania. In 1971, Ralph Bunche, an American diplomat and a UN delegate, in 1971. Ralph Bunche, an American diplomat and UN delegate, is the first person of color to win the Nobel Peace Prize. He dies in 1950 at the age of 67. In 1970, Arab oil ministers announced a further cut of 5% for January for non-friendly countries. That's the amount of oil they're going to send to them. Remember in 1972, probably you guys weren't around then, but that's when the oil crisis really began, when the Arabs decided that we're going to take charge of this. In 1992, the Billboard Music Awards, Whitney Houston and Garth Brooks and Dr. Dre are the winners. In 1997, the movie, the 18th James Bond film, Tomorrow Never Dies, is starring Pierce Brosnan and Michelle Yeoh, premieres in London. In 1998, Archie Moore, American World Light Heavyweight Boxing Champion, dies at 84. In 2004, Mary Kate Olsen pledged that women's sewing garments for a company in Bangladesh will be afforded legal maternity leave. Can you imagine that? In 2012, Jenny Rivera, the Mexican-American singer-songwriter, dies in a plane crash at the age of 43. In 2016, Ghanaian presidential election was won by Nana Akufo-Addo of the opposition New Patriotic Party. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, December 9, 1900. I wish I could go back to 19 something, but it's 2023, and it's almost at an end. There we go. Celebrate. Oh. Much is any news? Lynette, any news? Nothing.
No, I...
In excelsis Deo.
Harris's day.
Yes, that was King Axel adding his own little flavor to all the celebration. The celebration of one of the biggest, most popular concepts of the year, the concept of Christmas, celebrated by Christians all around the world, and there are a lot of them. But like we said, we earlier said this morning, there's a part of that celebration that appeals to all of us, even if we are not Christian. And that is the idea of peace and goodwill to all men. And hopefully that was our theme from inspiration to the end. That was our theme for the day. Now, we usually take time out to have a little comment, but I'm going to give way to some events and invite our fellow panelists and any of our listeners to jump in on the discussion and give it out. Now, on Thursday, the New Jersey Acting State Comptroller announced, Kevin Walsh, that's his name, announced that in 2021, hundreds of New Jersey police officers attended a training conference that glorified violence and normalized discrimination. And this conference was held in Atlantic City, New Jersey. The training for the officers was funded by taxpayer dollars. That's how it comes to the comptroller's attention, because, you know, the comptroller overseas state spending. The training itself encouraged unconstitutional and other unlawful behavior patterns by police officers. And one presenter had a picture of a monkey on the screen while he did his presentation as he related his encounter with a 75-year-old black man. This conference is sponsored, I should say, organized by a private company called Street Cop Training. It trains, it's so-called, it organized training conferences for thousands of police officers all over the country every year. And like I say, Kevin Walsh, the controller of the state of New Jersey, called it a conference which glorifies violence and normalizes discrimination. Now, after the controller's announcement, New Jersey administrative staff sent out notes to its police department not to attend the conference again. But that don't mean that they're not going to go. My question is, do people still think that talk of police reform is really going to change the offensive that has been launched against black people in this country? And what is police reform? How could it materialize if you have organizations like Street Cop Training that are involved in training police officers and getting paid with public funds, making millions to train police officers in this way, and someone is just getting noticed? This organization has been in existence since 2012. So imagine the thousands of police officers it has trained and understand what that means for black people and law enforcement in the United States of America overall. Now, Lynette has something that she wants to talk about.
So I'm hoping that Lilith is going to be the lead on this. It seems that women in Finland are protesting against the practice or the custom of a man being able to marry only one wife. They say the growing female population in Finland demands this custom be changed so that men would be allowed to marry more than one wife. Should these women be given audience? Are they entitled to be heard? Should their demands be given serious consideration, or should they be just brushed aside and let old-fashioned customs continue as they have been for hundreds of years? Do they have a right to change these customs? Well, I'm going to let you tell us. Tell us what you
think. Hello. Well, everybody has rights, and everybody
mm-hmm.
is entitled to rights. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So if that's how they feel, they have their right to protest and to ask to get a change. It's their right. They are taxpayers, good citizens. So I think they have a right.
Do you think that the states have a responsibility to respond to them? Do the legislatures have a responsibility to respond to them to change the laws which criminalizes one man having more than one wife as a criminal conduct? Do these women have the right to change that?
No, the law doesn't have to listen to them, but I guess if they have the right amount and the numbers, maybe they can get it. Maybe they can get the law to change.
You say that the prime minister and the legislature and the judges in Finland don't really have a duty to listen to these women. They're saying, look, this custom and practice is depriving us of getting husbands. Because there are more wives out there than husbands. So the husbands have to double up or triple up or quadruple up or quintuple up on the number of wives they can have.
But it's not only a man-made law. It's a religious
okay.
law as well.
But religious laws, aren't they religious laws, man-made? Yeah.
They are?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. So without those religious laws, we won't have no moral values then.
Well, the way I see it, religion and morality are two different things.
Really?
So we can't even without religion, we still have a moral consciousness, don't you think?
Well, you have a moral consciousness, but being religion to me keeps you thinking and keeps you afloat, because you have some people just don't regard the religious part of it, and they just go haywire.
Is it the religion that makes them go Hawaii? Is it the lack of religion, I say?
Well, not religion, but the knowledge that you get from the Bible. That helps you to stay on track. What do you say, Marjorie?
Okay. Yep. Wonder what Marjorie has to say.
Well, I have to say that... What pops in my mind, to be honest with you, when you came up with that thing is a song saying greediness.
Ah!
Greediness is the whole world thing. If
read again,
I
yeah?
can find a solution, I surely find a resolution. I'll wipe out greediness.
Wipe out greediness. Wipe out greediness all over the land. We want too much of our own way. And that's the big problem right there. And when you talk about more women than men, this is just my opinion. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. We're supposed to have one mate at a time. If we go in the Bible way, as Lynette said, in this world, we want more than what we can have. And we want to have concubines. We want to have mistresses. And we still also want to have a wife. What's up with that?
Concubines and mistresses become
all of that.
A custom.
You need one person. You need one person to stay with that complements you. If you're a man, you need one woman to complement you, to enhance you in this world, to have your back. You have her back, she has your back. God made Adam and Eve. He made Eve to complement Adam so that he can have, he rules, but he also has somebody there to give him advice, help him out, do everything else. We don't need two and three women to say, oh, well, walk around like you're having jewelry on your hands and your neck all over your body. That's what I say. But men just want to have their way. Some women, too. So I don't understand how a woman going to want to be involved in something like that, being number two or number three or number four wives. Come on. I mean, I don't like when he, I share, but when he come around men, oh, my God, I'm putting my business apart. When it comes to men, I don't share. I don't like sharing. I want him to be mine and mine only. And that's the way it's supposed to be if we go into the Bible route.
Okay.
I'm a story.
Doesn't it make sense? Isn't it a rational? Now, first of all, it's not men who are out there protesting, first of all. It's not the men who are out there protesting, so they want more than one wife. It's the women who are out there protesting and saying, this custom you have here deprived women of the, because of the growing population of women, it deprives some women of the ability, because of the custom or practice or laws which say a man can only have one wife. These women are being deprived of husbands. They are being deprived of exercising their reproductive potential. And so we want this custom changed. Now, I would go a little bit further as you stick up on the Bible. Abraham, well-beloved of God, but he had two wives, and God didn't love him any less. Did he?
No.
Because it's
but
the woman who said, his wife said to him, Abraham, look, I'm not getting any children. My reproductive process, my reproductive process seemed to be stifled, so I need you to go and get yourself and bring another wife into this family. And Abraham did that. But God did not abandon him because of that and say, I don't love you anymore. Did he?
No, he didn't.
Step on down. Okay. Step on down this time. Abraham's grandson, Jacob. Jacob had four wives. And two of them were sisters. I mean, blood sisters. Okay?
Two of them were sisters.
That's the story. Leah and Rachel were sisters. Mm-hmm. And Jacob had four wives. He got 12 children. And God loved him. That's the story that's been told. And God loved him nevertheless. God loved him and made him prosperous. And gave him sons that built nations. So what is this about the Bible not being offended by not following the Bible or not following God by having these women saying,
hey, look, it's our turn to have husbands, and if we can't get one for ourselves, we're willing to share one.
That's not right. Anyway, along
no,
the line.
I understand you say it's not right. I'm asking, what is wrong with it?
No. Along the line, we
okay.
in modern day, we take what we want from the Bible and we put it into practice and feed the people and let them say, oh, this is what, this comes from the Bible. See, this, da. If they read the Bible, back in ancient days, that happened. But as we gradually come along in the modern, in this modern world, you find in the Bible that God says one woman, you take on one woman and you stick to that woman. It didn't tell you.
No, it goes both ways. You can't say just one woman and one man, because the men will feel they could do what they want, right? The women feel
yes,
it's one woman
take,
to one man.
But they don't.
So
they only take out from the Bible. They only take out, well, oh, see, back in the day, them people had more than one wife. No, with these women now talking about they want to be with, want their man husband to have more than one woman, they want to be in the mix, is one man in the ancient days and plenty women. Did they say any one woman and plenty men? No. Is one man to all these women. In the modern times, in Jesus' time, it became one man, one woman. And that's how it is. We have principles to go by now. So these women, just as greedy as the men. So they need to have their priorities straight, get their priorities straight. If they're going to take from the Bible, learn from the Bible. If they're going to take from these laws, that's what Satan is putting in their head. Satan is dangling their desires, their heart desires, and they're going along with it. They have to snap out of that.
So I'm asking,
if they say they're willing
to share in the event or in the circumstances of shortage, what is greedy about that?
Because effusion along the way. There's no way in that scenario that everything going to be hunky-dory all the way throughout all of their lives. In the ancient times, did that happen smoothly? No. What did King did to Sarah? He taunted Sarah.
Okay, so someone there must ask this question. Asking for somebody. Is this law one man to one woman is only... for married people? Or if you're not married, you could have 120 wives.
That depends on what you call married.
Huh?
That depends on how you define marriage.
The one that you go and you take the vows. You say,
so
I will and I
do. Vows?
Not
what,
the one where
doing,
people live together 100 years and the law calls them common law wife.
That's what the law calls it. That's not only law, but that's a custom, a cultural prescription. What if I do not believe in the prescriptions of that culture? Should I be denied a wife, or should I be denied the privilege of calling my relationship with my woman a marriage because I do not subscribe to the prescriptions of the culture that defines marriage a certain way?
Whether it's culture or whether it's whatever, the principle of the matter is one man, one woman. Not a man and a man, or woman and woman, is one man, a woman. Is not a man and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 women. No. Do you see them having one woman and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 men? No.
Well, if the situation were reversed where there were not enough women to go around, I would be willing to share a wife with, you know,
some other
you
men.
Would be willing. You would be willing,
yeah.
But would it be right?
Yeah.
No, it's not right. It's not right. We on this earth, we change the rules and the laws to suit ourselves. And that is where we go wrong. And that is why we're not prosper like how those nations prosper. Because trust me, in the old days, when you look at those men who had more than one wife, it was not a smooth relationship between all these women. It was not. They had a problem destroyed. Because see, in the end, they would make the husband drive out. What her name was? The same one who Sarah brought into her marriage to suffice her husband, that her husband could get her in and move on. The same woman taunted her because she had a kid. And it's the same woman who taunted her out of their lives because of what the same woman did. So they're not going to live happily ever after. You can't even live ever after with one man, one woman, never five, six, seven. Everybody
that's greedy.
No,
that is a consequence of culture.
I'm not seeing you enough. You get more than me. Oh, why you treat my child differently to how you treat my child? All of these things come and they make men mischief in the marriage. It's not going to be a sacred marriage. That's why.
Again, I'm going to say that depends on culture.
This culture thing about is man-made.
Hmm?
Man-made. This culture? Living
it
out.
Yes,
it is. This is our custom. I'm saying because that's their tribe, and they live that way. Then nobody follows the Bible to the T no more. But we as Christians, the Bible is to set us on the right path. So if we don't follow the Bible, it's a broad road that leads to destruction, and that is the road that leads you to life everlasting. So if we in this culture want for to go broad road, you could do whatever you want, anytime you want, you could do it because we are a choice. So the main thing is we have to keep priority straight.
If the laws in Finland and the lawmakers in Finland should not be listening to these women.
No.
And they should not be changing the current laws which limits.
No, they're saying just change with the law. And they are coming to just say what we are about. And changes the law to certain amount. A few. If you're gonna change the law, you're gonna change the law to suit body. You change the law.
Okay, Marty, thank you for your opinion. Lily, thank you for presenting this topic, and thank you for your opinion. We differ, and I appreciate it.
No, it's my neighbor cutting the yard.
Oh, your neighbor cutting the yard. It's not my lawnmower. We understand.
Yeah.
So it's getting for a few minutes away from closing time. So let me just kind of finish off here with Mike Sparrow with his Christmas medley. Give a listen.
chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow and finding hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa Claus is on his way. He's bringing lots of toys for them to play. And every mother's child is on his bike to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the hills we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight! Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh!
Presented to you this morning was very fulfilling, interesting, and you get a good bite out of it. So until next week, this time, same place, it says enjoy wherever you are in your own space, make the best of it. Do what is right. Give a smile to someone. You never know how long it will last or how far it will take that person. So be good, always. Stay safe. Be blessed. Take care.
Thank you, Mortis. Lynette.
Hello, yes. I enjoyed the show and the chit-chat. We hope everybody enjoyed the show. We tried to fill some big shoes. We hope we did. Some big shoes that belongs to a little man. Anyway, I want to wish everybody a good week coming up. We're getting close to Christmas. I just want to tell everybody, please do not spend off all your money. Christmas takes what you give it. Please put up some for January, because 2024 is not going to be an easy year. I just said, right. Everybody have a good week.
Thanks, Lena. And this is...
Oh, yes, and I didn't send him about the carnival. Our carnival is gearing up, and they've had a lot of the pre-shows, and we have the Spirit of Christmas every night in the circus. And we had all the we had tents and the eliminations. And so now we have semifinals to come up for the Calypso show, and then on to the big shows the next week. So everything is in full gear.
Everything is in full swing. Well, come on out to St. Kitts and enjoy the carnival. Yeah, things are looking good. They started the activities towards making a great carnival for all people who are going to visit St. Kitts for carnival, and hope that you go have a great time. Linus is inviting you down.
Yes, everybody come on down. Come on down and enjoy some nice sun, nice weather, a lot of good music and pets and food and drink.
Yes, cereal, ginger beer.
Food and drink. We cook a lot of food at Christmas time. But I'm just asking everybody, please don't cook all at Christmas time. Put up some for January.
Okay. Thank you, Lynette. And we are about to sign off, because we have done our best to fill the big shoes.
They say once you do your best, God will do the rest.
Amen.
And Marcus is, you know, satisfied with that characterization. And so we can wish you a great week. And the next week, we'll be back here again to see if we can provide you with a Saturday morning of entertainment, inspiration, information, so that you can have a day to enjoy with us. We celebrate. That's what we do here. Until next week then, to all the fans, friends, listeners, and supporters, have a great week.
This is